Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 9th, Sunday, 2020, day 222. Today's topic, fasting and praying. COVID-19 will be no more. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 85 verses 1 to 7, Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 to chapter 9, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 13. Proverbs 21, verses 1 to 2. Today's main passage, Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 to 23. There, by the Ahava canal, I proclaimed a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children, with all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him, but His great anger is against all who forsake Him. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayer. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is fasting and praying. COVID-19 will be no more. Today's catch is a confirmation of what I received on July 27 and 28, then August 6 and 7, and that is Satan's try all his best to destroy God's people, especially to stop us to worship God in our church. Let me copy and paste what I wrote on July 27 in my blog. Fasting and praying. Put on sackcloth and repent. Cry out to God. The whole world is being attacked by the vast army of COVID-19. Many super nations have been doing lots of research trying to solve this crisis, but everyone is still waiting. I strongly believe if we have Jehaziel in Jehoshaphat's time and Isaiah in Hezekiah's time to ask people to fast and pray, to put on sackcloth and repent, to cry out to God, God will act and COVID-19 will be no more. That's what I wrote on July 27. Then, similar situation happened in today's Ezra's fasting. The first six chapters of Ezra records the first wave of the Israelites returning to Jerusalem after being captive to Babylon, and that was 537 to 515 BC. Ezra led the second wave to return back, and that was 458 to 433 BC. Ezra's main job was to bring a group of priests and Levites to serve in the temple and to teach God's law. He proclaimed a fast so that God protected them from enemies and bandits along the way. That's from Ezra chapter 8, verse 31. I have been praying since July 27 to discern whether this call to fast and pray is from God. I received confirmation since 2 days ago and started to share this call with some archbishops, bishops, and Christian leaders. The plan to fast and pray is very simple but important, and that is to pray and fast for the world in the midst of this pandemic from September 1st, Tuesday, to September 3rd, Thursday. Fast one meal or more for that 3 days according to our call and physical status. I believe that is that if we fast and pray together, Satan will not succeed to use COVID-19 to destroy God's people and to make us as captives inside the computer to have just online worship, and that we cannot go back to worship in our own churches. Are you willing to join us to fast and pray for the 3 days? For that 3 days? September 1st to September 3rd. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to join this fast and praying, this fasting and praying campaign, that Satan's plan to destroy God's people cannot succeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's sketch? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.